Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes Apostle to Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Still sharing concerning principles for spiritual growth. Principles for spiritual growth. And I believe you are really learning. I'm learning so much. I'm developing more and more. And I know you are developing more and more. I'm praying for you that you develop more and more. Hallelujah. You know, in John chapter 15, verse 16, the Bible lets us know how that we have been designed by God to receive answers to our prayer. You see, we don't just pray. As we pray, the Lord hears us. And because the Lord hears us, He answers our prayers. Hallelujah. That is why I pray. I pray because I know God is hearing me. I know that He's listening. And I know that because He's listening, He has answered my prayers. Hallelujah. So, one of the major ways of growing in the Lord, it's so important. You can't grow in the Lord without doing this particular thing. It just won't work. Hallelujah. Getting a time in a day. Specific time. I used to do that. You know, at different times, like probably I'd pray at this time, and then in the morning at 8 a.m., and then probably the next time I'll pray in the evening at 8 p.m. But then when I learned to pray at a particular time, you know, set a time, like, okay, I'm going to be praying from 5:30 to 6:30 every single day. It helped me. It made me develop in God like never before. So it works with a certain time. You fix a time, and then you stick to that time. So important. Don't start big. You know, nobody goes for the 100-meter race just like that. Before you do so, you have to exercise. You have to train yourself from a point. You do it up to a certain level. Probably if you go for a 100-meter dash, you may run in 5 minutes. You see, Usain Bolt may run in less than 9 seconds, but you may run in 2 minutes or 3 minutes or five. For some it will be five. For others it will be 15. You know, you know. But you train yourself. It's exercise. It's an exercise. You see, so it's spiritual training. That's why I said I was sharing concerning spiritual training, spiritual exercise. The more you exercise yourself along that line, the better you get. It's just as simple as ABCD. You see, in John chapter 15, verse 16, it says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you should ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you." So He has ordained us to receive answers to our prayers. He sent us to have results, to produce results on every side. That is what your life is for. That makes prayer exciting. The fact that you've been ordained to receive answers to prayer, knowing that particular fact, encourages you more than anything. Hallelujah. But we just pray, emphatically not. There's a way to pray. There's a way to go about it. You see, you must build a prayer life based on the Word of God. Hallelujah. For instance, if you're asking for something from the Lord, let me show you. Go to John chapter 15, verse 7. He says, "If ye abide in me," okay, "if ye abide in me," how do you abide in Him? You abide in Him by, first of all, getting born again. You become born again, you are now in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. So we are in Christ by virtue of our born again experience. And we don't go out of Christ. We are always in Christ. Hallelujah. But your consciousness concerning your being in Christ can grow or diminish depending on what you're doing. Hallelujah. Depending on your consciousness of the Word of God. So abiding in Him has to do with being born again and continuing in fellowship with Him. Hallelujah. Continuing in fellowship with Him. Continuing having discussions with Him. Studying the Word and all those things that you're supposed to do. So it says, "If ye abide in me," then he goes on to say that, "and my words abide in you." It means that you must learn to keep His word inside you. You must learn to keep His word inside your spirit. The Word of God is designed for your development, for your growth. You see, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let it govern you." So you must learn to study the Word of God. You must learn to build yourself in the Word of God. Hallelujah. It just won't work any other way. It says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you," the word abide is meno. It must stay in you. It must govern you and show you what to do in life. Then it says, "You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." I know some people would want it to be like this. If you abide in me, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. But that's not what the scripture said. It says, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then, and only then, shall ye ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." So you don't just ask. You've been ordained to receive answers to your prayer, but you will not receive answers if you don't do it according to God's word. For instance, you want to get a job. Find out from God's word how to get a job. What has God said concerning that particular thing that you're looking for? Hallelujah. Don't just pray. Sometimes there's a need that I have that comes my way, but I don't just pray about it. I first of all go to the Word of God and find out what God is saying concerning that particular thing. Sometimes it's not everything that you need that may be written in the pages of the word. But what you do is that the Spirit of God can lead. The Bible says, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." The Spirit of God is there to help you identify exactly what to do. Then you can pray. And when you pray in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. In John chapter 16, verse 23, he mentions that, says, "If you ask anything in my name, I'll give it to you." You see, we must ask in His name. Hallelujah. It's so important. You see, so you don't just pray. You will not get your answers if you are just praying. You must build your prayer life based on the word of God. To get to know what is God saying. Probably you want healing. Find out scriptures concerning healing. Then and only then can you stand on your feet and declare. Because all those things that you're actually looking for have been given unto you. So you can pray the prayers of a king after you found out what the word of God says concerning you. Then you can make demands in the name of Jesus and have results in your life. You know, when you start receiving answers to your prayer, it encourages you. It's so lovely, so nice. When you realize that, wow, I prayed about this thing and I had it. It means that I can pray about this and I'm going to get it. You see, a lot of Christians are disappointed because they prayed prayers that were not based on the word of God. You see, sometimes some people come to you and say, Pastor, I agree with me concerning this particular thing. And you wonder, you ask them, do you know where it is even written in the Bible concerning agreeing in the spirit, agreeing concerning a particular thing? They don't even know about it. You see, you must find out, you must know exactly what you're doing. Then you can be assured of results. I get results. I get answers to my prayers. That is why I keep praying. Hallelujah. Financially, health-wise, in my family, in church, every single area of my life, I get results. So I pray every single day. Hallelujah. So develop that life, your prayer life, based on God's word. And watch yourself get answers to every single prayer of your life. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll say again tomorrow to then. God bless you. Bye-bye.